This article is on lying. Lying is an absence of light. Recently, my son gave me a book about four high school girls who made a pact to play the lying game. They received 10 points if they were believed. They received 5 points for trying. And even though the points meant nothing as far as reward, they still got to be part of the clique. The hurtful and in some cases devastating consequences of their lies became very dark spaces. And those dark spaces hung heavily in their conscience for many years. And while people would put their name on the list as little white lie contributors, few would recognize how those white lies can create rather large dark spaces. And yes, the dark spaces become burdens they unknowingly carry around, just like it did for those girls. And since every moment of every day our words either produce light or an absence of light, one bad day can generate a space of darkness. So the next day, because of the previous day's absence of light, you wake up feeling a bit tired and in not too good a mood. You had no intent to tell lies and certainly no intent to create more heaviness, but you forgot for a day, a single day, who you were. And from that overcast space, you forgot that your spirit is the producer of light. And from that place of forgetting, you eventually became the things that needed to be done. You might have become hurtful words that someone had said to you, or you might have just become the exhaustion your sleeplessness caused. The furthest thing from your mind was that you were a divine creation who was capable of creating light. You became someone just trying to make it through another day. And when someone would ask, "How are you?" you might have done the fake smile thing and said, "Fine." In that moment, since the word fine was not connected to the real you, you were lying. Thus, you created another absence of light. So unless you recognize the path leading away from your true self, you will continue to feel your way in the dark. In other words, you will have agreed to play the lying game. Even though most people prefer honesty to lying, they lie to themselves when they forget, even for a day, who they are. Unfortunately, that forgetting puts many people in the lying game, even though they would never consciously agree to play such a game. So to stay firm in your refusal to play the game, all you have to do is remember that you are a carrier of light. Do you have any questions or comments?
I saw a movie recently, you know, one of those romantic whatever, and the couple was getting to know each other, and we as the people watching the movie knew all about their lives, all these sordid details. But in their space, they only showed each other the parts that look good. And we as the movie watchers were like, "Oh my God, you're so not being real. I mean, this whole part of your life about how you gave birth to a stillborn baby, your husband died, you know, all these big things." They weren't sharing because it wasn't feel good. It wasn't how you would interact when you're getting to, you know, whatever. And when I heard you read that teaching just now, I was thinking, my gosh, their entire space is a lie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yet, in the movie, they're falling in love. Mm-hmm. You know? But they're not.
No.
They're not falling in love.
Well, I mean, they are falling in love with certain qualities that are being brought, but there is this big dark space in the middle of that love. So the love is just having to surround a darkness that is not being healed. Mm-hmm. I did the same thing when I got married the first time. And then, you know, I did like everybody else, wondered why the marriage didn't work. And what I did was, I had grown up being very psychic, but my mother told me it was just a bad thing and to never tell anybody. So when I got married, I did not tell my husband that I had a whole world where I could go into another realm and visit and learn and explore and be. So that was a huge part of me, but I'd always kept it secret. because I didn't think he would be accepting. My mother said nobody could accept that. So I didn't tell him. And then, of course, the relationship didn't work very well. We were very polite to each other. We never really fought. He did his thing and I did my thing. And, you know, that went on for several years and we seemed to be doing okay to everyone around us. But there was this empty space in our relationship that I felt. Every day of my life, I felt. Didn't acknowledge that I'm the one who put it there. Instead, eventually, it just became about how we didn't work together. And I saw all his faults, and he saw all my faults. But the reason we saw the faults, because we didn't have enough space of light, honesty of who we were to build on. And that happens so often, not just in marriages, but in friendships, where people want to impress the other one. And it happens a lot in dating. People want to put their best foot forward, present their best self. And anything they feel is not their best self, they try to keep hidden. Well, that is a dark space in the relationship. It's an absence of light.
And therefore lying.
And therefore it is a big lie.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, if you had asked me, I would have said I was the most honest person in the world. Mm-hmm. We went to counseling. And after two visits, the man said, I can't help you. Neither of you have any idea who the other one is.
Wow.
Because we had lied. Politely, but lied.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.